I saw the wayward traveler in tatters on his plan, and struggling up about that, it seemed that he was sad. His back was laden heavy, his strength was almost gone, yet shouted at the journey, deliverance will come. In palms of victory he found the glory. Palms of victory I shall wear. The summer sun was shining, the sweat was on his brow, his garments worn and dusty, his steps very slow. But he kept pressing onward, for he was winding low, still shouting at the journey, deliverance will come. And palms of victory he crowned, of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. The sun stood in the arbor that stood beside the way, attracted his attention, inviting his delay. He watched leaning onward, he saw his ears and ran, still shouting at the journey, deliverance will come. And palms of victory he crowned, of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. I saw in the evening the sun was ending low. He overthought the mountain and reached the trail below. He saw the golden city, his everlasting home, and shouted at the journey, deliverance will come. Then palms of victory he crowned, of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. What gazing on that city, just o'er the narrow flood, a band of holy angels came from the throne of God. They bore him on their pinions, safe for the dashing foe, and joined him in his triumph, deliverance will come. And palms of victory he crowned, of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. I heard the song of triumph, they sang upon the shore. Our Jesus has redeemed us to suffer nevermore. Then looking once more backward, he hears the race he cried, and shouted loud, Hosanna, deliverance has come. And palms of victory he crowned, of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
That song ends from the other side of the journey, and he's looking back and he sees it did come. Deliverance did come. We're not there yet, but we can see from that other side, because Hebrews 6 says, in fact, it's Hebrews 6 says, this is the anchor of our souls, that a forerunner has already entered. The forerunner has already gone. He's entered within the veil. That's Jesus. And he has finished the journey that we might finish the journey. So our journey's end is sure. It's known. He promised it. He swore by it. And then he did it. Okay? So really, it's three things there. It says two, and it's, I'm not arguing with Scripture, but it's also complete. He's promised it. He swore by an oath. And he did it. So we look to the forerunner. And we say, our deliverance has come. Jesus came. And our deliverance will come. And our deliverer has been delivered, because he rose from the grave and ascended up into high and is at the right hand of the throne of the majesty on high right now. Praise the Lord for that. And so we endure, so we continue, so we rejoice, and so we labor on. So grateful for this weekend and for God's just shining His face upon us and giving us the joy of worship this weekend. And what a spirit of worship that has been. And I'm thankful for Brother Andrew Beauchamp. He will be preaching for us this morning, so be praying for him. And I'm going to ask Brother Chris Fulmer to lead us in prayer. And then Brother Andrew's asked us to sing number 60, and then he will come to the pulpit. So Brother Chris, I'm going to bring you this microphone.
Our Heavenly Father, we're very thankful to be able to gather this morning, to be able to look to Your Word, which is unfailing, and when all around us fails, Your Word and our God is true. It's our anchor. It's our horizon when things are turning topsy-turvy all around us. And in this culture in which we live in today, this day and time when all the studied people of the world are telling us up is down and down is up, and many things that are contrary to our common sense. And when they even say that the problem in this world are Christians and their beliefs and the way we say things. Lord, we want to today look through the spiritual lens that You give us, that You have given Your children when You awakened us into spiritual life. We want to look through that lens as we look at You and as we look at Your Word, so that all things come into focus and the truths that we know to be right, we can see how they make sense because we see the God behind them. Lord, we ask that You would be with Brother Andrew this morning, help him to be able to lose himself and to be able to take the spotlight and shine it on Jesus Christ, to be able to look at Your Scripture, to put the spotlight on Your Scripture, and help us, Lord, to have listening ears, a focused attention, to be able to look at it and perceive the truth that He would like to expound and the truth that You would like us to think upon today. So we ask for Your Holy Spirit in this. We need it because there's a war going on. It's in between my ears. And there's distractions, there's problems, there's many things, even ambitions, many things vying for my attention and the attention of every person in this room who desires to think upon You this morning. The adversary and the world would throw many obstacles at us to get our mind somewhere else. But Lord, help us. May Your Spirit come to our indwell our hearts in a manifest way and speak peace and push all those other thoughts aside. And we just pray for Your Holy Spirit to be with Brother Andrew as he preaches and for us all to exalt You in our hearts as we rejoice in the beauties that are in Your Word. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.